Survivor in 60 Seconds, a fan podcast, episode number 2. As Espada comes back from the tribal council, Holly tells the tribe that she feels bad about voting off Wendy. The next morning on day 4, Espada is down in the dumps due to lack of sleep, and Jimmy Johnson organizes the team to build a better shelter. Back at LaFleur, Sash forms a minority alliance with Nonka with plans to bring in Brenda later. Over at Espada, Holly freaks out and throws away some snails people were eating, and then sinks Dan's $1,600 alligator shoes in the ocean. The next day, Holly confesses and apologizes to Dan, but her tribe mates are concerned about her mental well-being. Nonka over at LaFleur flips out when one of her socks is missing and takes Fabio's extra pair without asking. At the Reward Immunity Challenge, each team must race through mud, then find a ball in a haystack. Once 4 balls are found, remaining team members must pass the ball on shields to each other and deposit it in a barrel. Using the Medallion of Power, Espada gets a 1-ball advantage and wins the challenge. Back at the Espada camp, a clue to the individual immunity idol is found in the fishing gear they won. Jill figures out the clue and tells Marty and Dan where to look for the idol. Marty finds the idol. LaFleur is split in their decision about who to vote off, and at Tribal Council there's a firestorm among Fabio, Nonka, Brenda, Sash, and Shannon. Shannon asks Sash if he's gay, and of course he gets himself voted off for his big mouth. You've been listening to Survivor in 60 Seconds, a fan podcast. You can leave feedback for the show by calling 518-290-0228 or sending email to survivorin60@gmail.com. That's survivorin60@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please join me next week for Survivor in 60 Seconds.